Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. I am your AM 1220 KDOW number one sought after business coach here in the Bay Area. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching, consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Absolutely. I know that's a long list, but we absolutely do exactly this. We also connect you. You can connect with us, actually, on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening. And on Facebook, Business on the Edge. Or you can email us at onthe edge@businessontheedge for an opportunity to be considered to be on our show, whether it's Blog Talk Radio or AM 1220 KDOW here in the Bay Area. If you are in the Bay Area, our reach is the 9 Bay Area counties for sure. We do kind of reach down into LA a little bit, you know, on a day that's not too cloudy. But 9 Bay Area counties, you can connect with us on 1220, on that 1220 dial. If you're not, you can certainly connect with us at www.kdow.biz. And if you want more information about Business on the Edge, you can go to our website at businessontheedge.biz. What are we cooking up on the grill today? Business on the Edge lunch grill. I like the lunch grill. I like it because I feel like I'm in my back patio throwing. You have to see my grill. You know, I should have put I'm going to do that. I'm going to see if I can take one of my photos off of my iPhone and get it up on the Blog Talk Radio on the lunch grill so you can see what kind of stuff I grill up on my backyard. That's how I feel when I do the lunch grill show, that I have, you know, ears of corn and, you know, Cornish hens and steak and sausage and all kinds of stuff that you can grill up. And, yes, sometimes, you know, the fire gets a little too hot, the coals are a little too high, and we burn up some of our meat, but we try to be considerate, but absolutely impactful for what you're trying to do in your businesses and as professionals. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, why should you plan? Why should you plan business? And I got news for you, for those that don't realize this, is that, you know, if you have a small business, you really should be focusing on doing a business plan if you have it. And I get that sometimes you're in your business and you just kind of were thrown into it. You lost your job. You just had to start making money and you did not have a plan. And so as things are going and as you're bringing in income, begin to look at when you can take that time aside, you know, after hours, and begin to look at putting your plan together. Begin to think about really what's your true mission statement. Do you have one? Do you understand the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement? Do you have objectives? And if you do, what are your objectives? And if it's a laundry list of objectives, like a laundry list, a grocery list, then you do not have focus. And so you want to make sure that you have focus in your business. What are your core competencies? What is your value proposition? So you want to be sure that when you're planning, that you're planning well. And again, we're grilling up. Why should you plan? Well, let me ask this question. What if you don't plan? How about that? You know, we have all of these great, you know, 10 steps to writing a great business plan, or 5 steps to maybe why you should plan. But how about, you know, 7 steps to why you didn't plan and why your business isn't successful and why it's not succeeding and why it's not doing the things that it needs to do. Because if you don't plan, you're not planning to succeed. So you must be planning to fail. Just can you run a business without a plan? I don't think indefinitely you can do it and maximize the potential of what your business could do. Could you live from paycheck to paycheck and kill yourself? Absolutely, excuse me, absolutely. You know, you'll never have that vacation and you'll never have that Hawaii trip, and business plans don't give you those trips and those opportunities, because on the other side of that, you have people building the plan, writing the plan, and then never executing the plan, never using it. Maybe they'll use it initially to get funding, and that's okay. But, you know, a business plan is not just about getting funding. It's about executing a plan. It's a roadmap. It is the roadmap. So if you go on a trip, I'm in California. In fact, I'm going to be in Illinois tomorrow. So I'm on my way to Illinois. Illinois, I'm coming out there to see you. Next month, by the way, we're going to do a live show in Chicago, AM 1220 KDOW, on August 30th. And so you can tune in for that show. We're going to have some fun. We want to talk to some of the Chicagoland businesses. So we have a couple of prospects in mind that we want to bring on this show. So we'll let you know who they are as we get closer to the show date and we get them locked in. We're excited about doing this show. We want to do it live. We may come to your area. So if you want us to do a live show from your area, from your city, maybe Dallas, maybe, you know, I like Las Vegas. Let me just rephrase that. I like Las Vegas Strip, and I only like a part of the Strip. I like anything from Bellagio on up, you know, towards Mandalay Bay. But so we'll do it. Let us know, and we can, you know, get out there and talk to some of your businesses out there, some of the business owners, small businesses, professionals that are doing exciting things in our business world. So what if you don't plan? What if you don't plan your business and you can't really expect for it to be great? Can you really? For real? I don't think so. You know, who could, you know? So you really want to think about, and once you develop your business plan, I got news for you. And this is what I was going to say before I went on my bunny trail. I'm back on the trail. I'm back on the right road. Is you are always planning in your business. So you have your business plan, then you have project plans, you know, and so there's always, you have marketing plans, you have web plans, you have social media plans, you know, and yes, you have all of this in your business plan, but when you get into the project, you know, you plan. So so your social plan, you'll begin to look at that. So have you ever planned for a website? So when you plan for a website, you're looking at how you want to lay that website out. What are the objectives? What do you want it to say? What is the content? You know, what do you want to put out there? And what does, you know, our reports say about how people read a website? So you don't get away from plans ever in business. It's not be your business plan, and then you don't do any other plans. You do all kinds of plans. You have, you know, like I said, project plans. And, of course, you know, you have many large organizations that use project plan, you know, Microsoft Project, which is fantastic tool, fantastic. Are you kidding me? I love it. So you want to consider making sure you're planning. Why? Because, I don't know, you want to be successful, right? So why? Why? Because, number one, I want to be successful. You're in business to make money. I get it. You know, for sure, serial entrepreneurs are in business to make money. They're getting involved in businesses. They're usually venture capitalists. They're getting involved in buying businesses, they're selling business, they're making the money, they're getting out. But then you have, like, these social entrepreneurs. And so oftentimes you say, you know, if I could do what I love to do with social entrepreneurship and didn't have to make money, you probably, you know, do that. and all your expenses are paid, like your grocery bill, food, water, whatever you're trying to live off, and what do you pay your bills. But it's not realistic. So you have to build a business system around it. And part of that is building a smart plan. So what are some smart guidelines? I'm going to tell you some of the pitfalls. And by the way, this is just a snapshot of what I'm going to be talking about on this Friday show. So tune in on Friday for the promo. I am going to throw some things out there. But what are some guidelines that can help you with planning, with business planning? I really want you to be successful. I know I'm playing around a little bit here on the lunch grill because it's the lunch grill. And so just think about it. You're on my back patio. I'm barbecuing some things up for you so you can be successful. Women in business. I love women in business. I want them to be successful. They have to quit being bullies in the workplace, some of them, and bullying other women and bullying anyone for that matter. But, and I just say that because 80% of women bully. That's just off the cuff right there. And business and Blog Talk Radio show is a little bit off the cuff for me. This is not my formal show, but so tune in at AM 1220 KDOW and we'll have a little fun there as well. But we appreciate your listenership here. So business plan guidelines, what is that? A business plan can benefit, a carefully written business plan can benefit you, can benefit your company, can get you pointed and walking in the direction that you want to go into it. So the purpose of that plan is what? To think through your venture, to ensure that you have considered all your options and you've anticipated any potential difficulties. I know. I heard you suck wind right there because I know you think that your product or your service is so fantastic that there's not going to be any difficulties. No, there's going to be difficulties. That's just par for doing business. And you want to address that. You know, one of the things that I do when I write my plans, and we're going through a restructure of our business plan actually right now. And what my colleague and I have a specific colleague that works with me on our planning. We're a small business. This is not a Fortune 500 company, but we have targeted ourselves to be one day. And so that's planning, just saying it's planning. And so we will poke holes through our plans. If we want to get funding, we look for the problems in the plan. We write the plan and then we look for the problems. We look for what a venture capitalist or a funder might see that's wrong with the plan. And if I can find the problem, they'll be able to find the problem because that's their job. They're not funding you because they want to fund your business. They're funding your business because they want to make money as a result of your business. So banks are in the business of making money. Venture capitalists are in the business of making money. So what else is important about your plan? You want to convince leaders, like I said, investors, that you are in control of your project and that their money, once they invest it, is going to be safe. Now, I love this because men tend to do this, guys, and they'll point to their head and they'll say, "My plans here. I have it right here." And I'm sure you have it right there in your head, but I would really encourage you to take it and put it on, I don't know, Word, Microsoft Word, write it down on a jot it down on a pad, do something, get it out of your head because no one can get behind you and push if they cannot see that you have really put some thought into your project. Into what you're doing, what are your controls, what are your financials? I didn't even mention financials and realistic financials at that. So also, let's see, what are some other guidelines? Why it's necessary for you to plan? You know, operating guide. You know, you want to turn your idea into a viable, working, successful business system. And that will allow you to do it, to be able to say, okay, this is my business. This is how I want the operations to go. And you can, like your personnel plan. Small businesses, when they're starting out, they may start out with just themselves. But how do you plan for employees? If you don't plan for them and you don't know the cost to having them around, then you're not going to generate and be motivated to generate the sales that you need to get them in, because you don't even know what you need to make to bring in a salesperson, or to bring in an admin person, or to bring in someone doing your bookkeeping and all of that. You have to really look at that. And a great place to really look at costs and all of that and benefits is payscale.com, which is really fantastic as well. So you can get information there. And then, you want to furnish a standard against which to judge future business decisions and results. You want to be able to track. You want to be able to do analysis on your business. Where are you at? What's working? What's not working? So those are some things you can initially think about with regards to business planning. Why should you plan? And I said it earlier, number one reason, number one reason, number one reason. It's the number one reason. You want to be successful. There is no number two reason, really. There's no number three. There's no number four, no number five. It's not even on the grill. You know why? Because number one, you people want to be successful in their business venture. So, because otherwise, the number one reason would be what? They want to be unsuccessful. Because if you're successful in your business venture, then I would venture to say, no pun intended, but I would venture to say that they're, as a result of that, they're successful in their operations, in their finances, and that, not that there's not going to be things to work through in businesses. There's always problems to be solved in your business system to keep it going, to keep it, watching the economy, watching what your competitors are doing, adding value to what you can bring to your customers and your clientele. That's all very, very important. So how do you refine your plan? What are you looking to do? So what if you want to raise money? What do banks look for? They ask, I mean, obviously they want, how much do you want? How much do you want to borrow? That's the big deal right there. And then how are you going to use those resources? Are you paying off company debt, so you can have more operating capital? Are you buying equipment? Are you, which is interesting because you can do lines of credit to do that. And what's nice is, there's some good that came out of our downturn of our economy. Can you tell me what it was with regards to money, investing, and finances? I can. And this is what came out of it: crowdfunding, sourcing, and creative ways to get money. The banks lost some of their, I would say they lost some of their credibility in terms of doing loans. And personally, I think that there should be like a gatekeeper between banks and first-time small business loan borrowers, okay? If you're going to borrow money and you're a first-time small business, first-time borrowing money for your business, there needs to be a neutral, not from the bank, not from SBA, not from SBDC, but some place, and I'm not sure, and I'm talking to city officials about how that could look, that we could put something in place that an advocacy, if you will, for helping small businesses make smart decisions on getting loans, smart decisions on how to negotiate a loan, and not just taking what the bank is willing to give them and telling you it's going to be, this at this interest rate over this amount of time with this amount of money. And because what'll happen is they want to get their money back with an interest as fast as they can. But and you, because you're so excited about your business, you're thinking, I can do that. I can do that. It's like a little kid in a candy store. When you take, I'm telling you, I know this from experience. This is why I do what I do. Oh, my gosh. You know, listen, there is something to be said for experience. And, you know, my experience has been, before the downturn of the economy, you know, getting a loan, and we were able to acquire almost $250,000, which is great. And so I'm used to getting money and helping companies get money, you know, in various ways, whether it's through grants, whether it's through developing the right presentations for the customer to be able to pitch the product. You know, we had a tech company here in Silicon Valley. They needed more operating capital, and they came to me at the time and said, hey, I had a company called SFP, it's a full production service, you know, marketing and putting things together. And they said, we need a home run. They needed to acquire funding, $15 million in funding they were able to acquire as a result of our support and making sure we built the right feel and look for them to gain the wins that they needed to gain at the SEC convention at that time. So I know something about getting money, and I know something about getting money, and it's a bad deal. Doesn't mean that you should take all of the money just because you have a plan. And now, because of crowdsourcing and different creative ways of getting funding, you know, like you have the Kiva Zips out there, the Kickstarters, you have the Community Leaders, you have One Business Credit Now, that you can get up to $150,000 of credit, lines of credit to operate your business. And I hate to say this. I hate to even say it live. I don't recommend it. I'm going to say it live, but I do not recommend it, even though you can do this. You do not have to have a business plan to get the $150,000 line of credit. But that would be ridiculous for you to acquire that kind of money, and you could get a minimum of $50,000, and not have a plan to understand how to handle that resource when it came in, and to run and fulfill the operations of your business needs, marketing, advertising, you know, maybe you know, inventory, whatever. You need to look at that. I have a customer who's learning that their partner did not take care of the books well, did not do inventory right, and it is a blow to the company. And so you have to watch out for those sorts of, you know, pitfalls. So you want, you must have a plan. You must start with your basic plan. And if you're just getting started, it doesn't have to be a long plan. So banks, you know, they want to know how much money. Everybody wants to know how much money when you're trying to get money. That's not like rocket science. And so, you know, payback, everyone wants to know when you're going to pay back. What's the payback time? Do you have banks are interested in whether or not you have collateral. Do you have collateral? Do you have something that you can leverage? And sometimes you have to put some hurting capital out there or hurting collateral out there for you to be able to do what you need to do. Investors, well, you know, investors want to know, you know, is it short-term, long-term, 2 to 5 years, you know, is there an exit strategy? What are your financials? Everybody wants to know your financials, to include the banks. They want to know your financials. The problem with investors, though, VCs and angels, you get into cutting into business ownership, and that's becoming something that businesses are really not excited about doing, these small business owners that are coming. They really want to maintain control of their business. And crowdfunding really allows you to do some of that. And Community Leader is certainly someone that you can take a look at, and it's communityleader.com. This is regulated funding, SEC, and they've just released all of their standards for this type of crowdsourcing. But they do have 101 steps for you to get funding, and you do have to have a business plan, so just so you know. And when I say that, you as a small business owner need a business plan. Maybe even a, and I would say it's a little bit of a stretch for a mid-sized business, but if you're in that small business range, the possibility of that needing a plan is going to be necessary. But, for example, Tim Cook over at Apple, guess what? They don't need a business plan to show the bank why. It's not rocket science. You know, Bill Gates, first of all, Bill Gates lent money to the United States, or he gave a loan to the United States and some of his giving. So who's going to ask him for a business plan? He's billing out the United States. Oh, my gosh. Look at the debt clock. It's just horrible. So things you want to do, you want to refine what your business is. Make sure that you understand what is your business. Manufacturing, if you're a manufacturing company, refine what that is and what it looks like, and make sure that you're putting everything in place. Service businesses, high-tech companies, you know, make sure that you're going through your checklist. And we have a lot of service industry businesses. We have a lot of coaching, consulting, life, you know, service, you know, graphic. You have so many gig services out on the web that you know, there's so much that, you know, our society has really radically changed in terms of business and creating income since the downturn of the economy. So, and that's not necessarily bad. You got retail business. I think that's a good thing. I think it did afford us to break down a paradigm of doing business. So that's really cool, although we took the hit of our economy being horrible as a result of it. But it did make us have to look at doing business differently. It made us look at how to spend money differently. It has really put a bullseye on really paying attention to major things going on in our economy, like the housing market. Who knew? Who knew? No one knew. We didn't know. And we need to throw that on the grill and just char that up really quickly. But again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, business coach Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one sought-after business coach and speaker. Love to get more into this, drill into this. I have about 2.5 minutes left on the show, so let me tell you about some things that we are doing. If you are local, we have an upcoming pitch. It is a freebie, and that is going to be on August 5th. If you want to register for that, you can register for it at www.businessontheedge.biz and click on the pitch link. You can go to our training link, and you can register for the pitch. And, of course, we have training classes there. We're going to be doing a business plan class, 2 hours, and I am going to go through my business plan from SOP that we acquired, like I said, almost $250,000 in funding. I think we landed somewhere around $225,000. So that's not bad for a new business that, well, actually we were in business for about seven years, and we were doing pretty good, you know, bringing in six figures, and it was time for a move. So I'm going to be going into detail with that plan and how you can create a plan that is successful and difficult on things that you want to, like, for example, your marketing plan. You don't want just your marketing plan buried in your plan, because it is. You want to make sure that you put something in your objectives about your marketing, like, I want to take 25% and infuse it into my marketing until we grow to a certain level, and then you can decrease that. Large corporations probably pay 10 to 12%. 25% is high, but that is to get you going. You can have a brand and no awareness, so just keep that in mind. Also, you can always tune into us every Friday night, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., live on kdow.biz, AM 1220 KDOW.biz. And if you are in the 9 Bay Area counties, you can certainly get us on traditional radio, and then, of course, out on the web. We always like listening, your listenership, for tuning in, and we're trying to give you the best information, resources, tools. If you have questions for us, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And again, tune in. I appreciate you tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio Show. And if you're listening to this as an archive, thank you for taking the time out and listening to our show. We want to be a benefit to you and a benefit as a profession, and as a business. So again, as always, like I say, live life on purpose. And what? What's a purpose?